Let God transform your life as you listen to this inspiring sermon by Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
It was a busy Sunday at Kenyatta National Hospital in Nairobi on February 25th, 2018. Doctors were rushing to treat patients, nurses were scrambling to bring medications and equipment to the sick, and families and friends were visiting loved ones. Into this frantic mix, two men were wheeled into the hospital. Both of the men were unconscious, and both were taken for CT scans to determine the proper treatment. One of the patients had a closed head injury. There was swelling in his head, but fortunately it could be treated with medication and proper care. However, the second patient was in a much more serious condition. He had a blood clot in his brain that required immediate surgery to save his life. Both men were dressed in hospital gowns. Both men were labeled with name tags to identify them for treatment. One patient was then taken to Ward 5A to receive medication, while the other man was wheeled into the theater for the operation that would remove the blood clot from his brain. Inside the operating theater, doctors carefully sawed open the skull of the man on the table. They began operating, carefully pulling back layers of tissue as they searched for the blood clot that had to be removed. But after more than 2 hours of surgery, the surgeon was unable to find the blood clot. The patient's brain was swollen, but there was no clot. The surgeon re-examined the CT scan, and sure enough, it clearly showed a clot, but the patient sprawled out on the operating table in front of him had no clot. And suddenly, the surgeon realized the problem. The man in front of him was not the patient who needed surgery. The patient he was operating on was the man with the swollen head, not the man with the blood clot. The doctor was doing brain surgery on the wrong patient. A horrible mix-up of name tags had caused the wrong patient to be labeled for surgery. The CT scan was correct, the diagnosis was correct, the procedure was correct, but the label on the patient was wrong. It's a terrible thing to have the wrong label placed on your life. At the hospital, it can lead to wrong treatment, but in life, it can lead to something even worse. If you carry the wrong label, you'll have the wrong identity, and a wrong identity affects everything about your life. Just like the two mislabeled men at Kenyatta National Hospital, millions of people around the world have been carrying a wrong label. And the wrong label has led to a loss of identity, a loss of destiny, a loss of God's best for our lives. Our true identity has been taken from us all, and we've been mislabeled. But all that can change today. Today, I want to challenge you to consider the labels you've allowed to be placed on your life. I want to encourage you to look closely at the identity you've accepted for yourself. And I want you to understand that God wants to put new labels on you. The label loved, the label forgiven, the label child of God. For the truth is, you are who God says you are. And when you accept God's view of you, your life will change. But before we learn how, let's bow our heads and pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you that you see us in truth. You see us like no one else sees us. You know us better than we know ourselves, and you want to label us today with your view of us. You want to label us with good labels and good identity. So open our eyes and help us to see how we've mislabeled our own lives, and help us to see how we've accepted the wrong labels from others, and free us today by the power of your truth, by the power of your Holy Spirit, and give us your label. Help us to see that we are who you say we are. We bind every spirit of the devil that would come to deceive or disturb or distract us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we submit to you and plead the blood of Jesus over our hearts and minds. And we ask you to loose the Spirit of the living God. I release him from heaven into our hearts today, that we will know the truth and walk in the truth and accept the truth. We thank you by faith that at the end of the day, your name will be glorified and our lives will be transformed. And we give you the praise by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I want to invite you to take a moment, join your faith with mine right now. Put your hand on your chest and pray after me. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. change my life, manifest your glory in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, hello, everyone. It's great to have you here with me today as we learn the truth that you are who God says you are. So just put your hand on your chest and say after me, I am who God says I am. Amen. Now, maybe you've never taken much time to consider how you view yourself. Maybe you've never really thought about your identity. But the fact is, it's essential for you to have the right identity. For when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. And the good news for all of us is that God wants to identify you as his child today. No matter what names other people call you, he calls you loved. He calls you chosen. He calls you adopted. He calls you his child, his friend, his beloved, his blessed. And he calls on you to remove the wrong views from your life and start to view yourself as he sees you. So to help us discover the truth for today, we're going to look at three views of you, and we're going to learn how to get the right view. Our scripture text to guide us is found in Romans 12, verses 2 and 3. I'd like to ask you to join me in reading this passage out loud. It's on your sermon notes, and it's on your screen. But I believe the Word of God has the most impact when it's in our hearts and on our lips. So let's all read it out loud together. Let's read it with faith. Are you ready? Here we go. Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Don't think that you are better than you really are. You must see yourself just as you are. Decide what you are by the faith God has given each of us. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your hearts today in Jesus' name, and everybody shout, amen. I love these two powerful verses from Romans 12. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And these verses are full of truth and direction for all of us. So let's break them down. And as we do, we're going to discover the truth about who we are in Christ. And here's the first view you need to examine today. You need to examine your view of you. The scripture text we just read in Romans 12, 3 says this, you must see yourself just as you are. And the Bible says you must see yourself as you are because the fact is labels are powerful. In other words, it's vital that you carry the right label about yourself. For the fact is when you have a wrong perception in life, it affects your actions and can lead to disastrous consequences. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 23, 7, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, how I view my life determines how I do my life. Your view of you affects your decisions. Your perception of who you are affects your actions. And when your perception is based on deception, your life will go astray. In other words, when you see yourself as you should, you'll make the right choices. But when you fail to see your true condition, you lose your identity. And when you lose your identity, you don't know how to act. You don't know where you belong. You don't know your way home or the people you should associate with. You don't know what to do or not to do. That's the lesson we can learn from the true story of a woman in the USA named Sue Meck. Sue was a 22-year-old mother of two. One day she was cooking spaghetti in her kitchen with her son when suddenly and without warning, the ceiling fan above her in the kitchen came loose and fell directly on her head. Well, Sue was knocked unconscious and rushed to the hospital. For 1 week, she lay in a coma. Doctors said her brain was cracked and they didn't know what would happen to her. Fortunately, Sue survived and awoke from her coma. But when she did, she had absolutely no memory of her life. She didn't know her name. She didn't remember her husband or her two sons or her mother or anyone else. She didn't remember how to count or tie her shoes or drive a car. In fact, she couldn't remember anything. Her whole life was completely gone, erased and wiped out. Imagine when her husband, Jim, walked into her hospital room. Imagine him greeting her, Sue, darling, how are you? And then imagine Sue staring at Jim, her husband, and saying, who are you? Wow. It was literally like she had died, Jim said. Everyone else knew who she was, but Sue Mack had no idea who she was. When she lost her memory, she lost her identity, who she was, where she belonged, who she loved, and who loved her. And when she lost her identity, Sue lost her sense of what to do. She didn't know how to behave around people who claimed to know her, but who were strangers to her. She didn't know how to relate to people, or where to go, or what to say. So Sue Mack had to start life all over again. She learned her husband's name. She started finding out about her two sons. And with help from others, she learned to count and to read and to tie her shoes all over again. It wasn't easy, but Sue gradually rebuilt her life. And over time, she regained her identity and her life. In the end, things turned out fine for Sue, and today she's back to normal. In fact, she wrote a book, and it's available on Amazon. But sadly, the same cannot be said for many people. You see, just like Sue Mack, many people today have lost their sense of identity. And because what you think of yourself affects your actions, you will make wrong choices when you don't have the right view of you. That's why the most fundamental influence of our behavior is our perception of ourselves and the labels we all carry. How you view God affects your conduct towards God. It influences your faith, your prayers, and your decision-making process. It is a huge influence in your life. And how you view others affects your conduct towards them. But how you view yourself has the greatest impact on your life, for it affects everything about you. Every decision, every action you take is affected by your view of you. That's why when Satan attacked Jesus, he attacked his identity. Satan tried to change the label Jesus carried. Look at the three temptations that Satan used to attack Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible says, "The devil came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread.'" In Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, Satan repeated the same challenge. "If you are the Son of God, jump off." Even his third temptation had at the heart of it an attack on Jesus' identity. In Matthew 4, 9, the devil said, "Kneel down and worship me." And this was a direct challenge to Jesus' identity as the Son of God. For if Jesus was the Son of God, he could never worship Satan. Kneeling down to Satan would be a surrender of Christ's identity. So all three attacks centered around this one statement: "If you are the Son of God." But Jesus knew exactly who he was. There was no if in it, no doubt, no confusion. And Jesus was able to overcome every temptation and every attack from Satan because he was certain of his identity. So here's the truth you need to pack up and take home with you today. When you know who you are, you know what to do and what not to do. And Jesus carried the right label and was able to do what he was supposed to do. He avoided doing the wrong thing because he knew who he was. And that's why God links life transformation with your thinking. Listen to his words in Romans 12:2. "Let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. A new view will lead to a new you. Change your thinking and change your life." And when you see the truth about yourself, you will be able to do what God wants you to do. Your life will be changed. But herein lies the heart of our problem. We all have a distorted view of self. We don't know how to find our identity, so we end up taking our view of ourselves from others. How they treat us and what they say about us influences our self-image, and that's a problem. For most people, the most influential aspect of their identity comes from other people. We rely on what others think, say, and do to shape our own view of ourselves. And that's our second view we need to examine today: others' view of you. See, our scripture text for today says this: "Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world." In other words, don't let other people's perception of you influence your identity. If your identity is tied to how other people view you, then you'll become what other people think of you. And outside of Jesus, we all have a distorted identity. When we take our identity from our own view or from other people's view of us, we will always be led astray. And this is a fundamental problem for all of mankind, no matter what country or culture you come from, because it started in the Garden of Eden with our first parents, Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible tells us, at that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. So think about what happened here to Adam and Eve. When they sinned, they lost their identity. And that's what happens to all of us. Sin distorts our identity and causes us shame at who God made us to be. That's why when they sinned, Adam and Eve had to try to cover themselves. They were naked and ashamed. They didn't want to be seen for who they had become. And since we've all sinned, we've all gotten a distorted view of ourselves. And ever since that time, man has been trying to cover and hide what God created us to be. Man is always searching for a fig leaf, something inferior to cover his true identity, to give him a sense of meaning and purpose. And that's the damaging consequence of sin. The guilt and shame affect your view of you. And no matter how beautiful the fig leaf you use to cover yourself, it can never compare to the original. Any label you put on yourself in an attempt to cover your sin will never be adequate to correct the damage and the consequences of your choices. Only God can cover your sin with the label called forgiveness. Only God can cover your shame with the label dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ. And many of us attempt to cover our sin and shame by labeling ourselves with a fig leaf. We say, well, I'm just like my dad. That's the way my father was, and that's the way I am. It's a label you've attached to yourself, like Adam attached the fig leaf to himself. But it doesn't cover your sin. It doesn't excuse your wrongdoing, and it doesn't remove the shame and the guilt that comes from sin. Only the blood of Jesus can remove your sin and shame. Only the love of God can label you with the correct label: forgiven child of God. And sin makes us insecure about our identity, and that insecurity opens the door for others to label us. And that's the second source of a wrong label: what others say about you. Sin is the first source of a wrong label, and society is the second. For society distorts your identity and causes you to compare yourselves with others around you. See, others can tell you what they see, but they don't see as God sees. And here's the problem with taking your identity from society. When we allow someone else to label us, then we give him or her ownership of our lives. When you allow someone else to label you, you give them a say in who you are and what you do. And that's the problem for many of you watching today. You're still struggling under the labels you were given as a child, placed on you by people around you. Stupid, clumsy, slow, failure, unwanted, unloved. And some of you are in bondage today because you've let the labels from your past stick on you. You believed it, and now you carry around that label from the past, and you act every day as if it's true. You were told you will never succeed, so you never try. You accepted the label, and it influenced you to this day, for the fact is the labels you carry imprison you. But what people label you doesn't change who you are. A lot of different people call me by different names, but whatever name you call me by doesn't change how God calls me. It doesn't change who I am. You see, the problem with labels men put on you is that they can only label you from their perspective. If you're taller than me, you may call me short. If you're shorter than me, you may call me tall. If you're leaner than me, you may call me fat. And if you're fatter than me, you may call me lean. But what you call me doesn't change who I am. If you're older than me, you may call me son. But if you're younger than me, you may call me Dad, it all depends on your perspective. But human perspective doesn't see accurately. Only God can see perfectly, clearly, and accurately. That's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:12, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. But you see, human perspective is never adequate to label you because human perspective is never completely accurate. So don't let sin label you. Don't let society label you. Let God label you. He made you special, and there's no one else like you. You are a masterpiece, and God has a reason for making you the way he did. You are unique in God. Don't compare yourself to others. You were not created to be like Peter or like Mary or like your senior brother or like anyone else. Don't distort God's purposes in your life. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's the lesson we can learn from the true and inspiring story of Nelson Boateng. Nelson Boateng is a Ghanaian inventor. Through sheer ingenuity, Nelson has introduced an innovation in the construction industry that is set to help my homeland, Ghana, pave everywhere using a very common raw material, plastic waste. See, Nelson Boateng discovered how broken plastic products can be mixed with sand and used to produce pavement blocks which can last for 500 years. Nelson's innovation will ensure that the menace of plastic waste in Ghana is sustainably dealt with. His simple innovation will also create jobs for hundreds of unemployed youth. He's already created 230 direct and indirect jobs, producing 200 pavement blocks per day. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation here in Ghana, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, is backing Nelson to increase his pavement blocks production. He promised to provide Nelson with the hydraulic machines he needs so that he can scale up and replicate his company in all parts of the country. And when scaled up, Nelson's innovation will ensure that most of the 22,000 tons of plastic waste generated every year in Ghana are used in the production of pavement blocks. But here's the most amazing thing of all. Before his innovative discovery, society labeled Nelson a nobody. He was not a graduate of a prestigious school. He didn't study abroad. He doesn't have a PhD. In fact, he doesn't even have a first degree. He's not a professor, a politician, or a prominent person. Nelson Boateng is a factory hand. Now, the reality is, most people in our world today would not value a factory worker. They would not view being a factory worker as a position to aspire to. If you go to any top school in the world and you ask the students there, what do you want to be when you grow up? You would not expect any of them to say, when I grow up, I want to be a factory hand. If any of them said that, my goal in life is to be a factory worker, their father would slap them, their mother would cry, and their siblings would laugh at them. Society labeled Nelson Boateng as a factory worker, but that's not who he is. He's an inventor. He's a genius. He's an intelligent, creative child of God with a destiny in him. And if you remove the man-made labels from yourself and see yourself as God sees you, you will discover that you are unique. You are wonderfully made. You are in God's image, dearly beloved and longed for, the apple of God's eye. So here's the truth you need to pack up and take home with you today. Man sees your past, but God sees your potential. Man sees your position, but God sees your possibilities. God sees your potential and possibilities. He sees your gifts. He sees all the great things he made you to be. He sees you are fearfully and wonderfully made a masterpiece. And the way people view you is based on worldly values. But the way God views you is based on truth. That's why the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:16 to 17, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, We thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. New labels, a new identity, a new destiny. And only God sees you as you really are. Only he has the right perspective. And that brings us to our third view today, God's view of you. Listen to how our scripture text for today concludes. Decide what you are by the faith God has given each of us. By faith in God, we decide who we are. By faith in God, we decide to throw off the old labels and accept God's label for our lives. We don't identify ourselves by our own distorted view, nor by what others tell us, nor by the lies of Satan. We identify ourselves by faith in God. The determining factor in carrying the right label is what God says about you. For the only source for the right label is God. See, the fact is, every manufacturer produces labels to identify his creation. The outfit I'm wearing today is labeled by the person who made it. The tailor designed it, made it, and his label is on it. For the fact is, the only person who has the right to label an item is the one who made it. Labels signify ownership. Labels tell us the manufacturer and the source. And since God is your maker and God is your source, he is the only one who has the right to label you. So the question you need to ask yourself today is this: what does God see when God sees me? For the truth is, not only does God have the right to label you because he made you, he's also the only one who sees you as you truly are. For Proverbs 24:12 says, God understands all hearts and he sees you. When the woman with the issue of blood came to Jesus, he saw her as she really was. Others saw a woman with an issue of blood and they rejected her, but Jesus saw a woman with faith and embraced her. When Zacchaeus came to Jesus, he saw him as he really was. Others saw a corrupt government official, and they hated Zacchaeus. But Jesus saw a man with a heart of repentance, and he forgave him. When the woman caught in adultery was thrown at Jesus' feet, he saw what others didn't see. Others saw a woman caught in adultery, and they condemned her. But Jesus saw a candidate for grace and forgave her. And today, others may see you as unlovely, unliked, unpopular, but God sees you as unique. He sees you as his child. He sees you as a masterpiece. That's why Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And understand today that only God sees you as you really are. Only he has the right perspective. And the truth is this: God knows you the best and loves you the most. Others may label you as they see you, but only God sees you perfectly. He formed you and destined you, and he loves you and thinks of you. And that's why what matters in the kingdom of God is not your natural condition. What matters in the kingdom of God is your spiritual condition. For God sees you as he made you, fearfully and wonderfully. He sees you as he loves you, a candidate for grace. But he also sees your faults and weaknesses. And he knows the labels you place on yourself. He sees your hurt and pain. He sees the tears you shed at night and the distorted view you have because of what others have done to you and others have said about you. He sees your insecurity and your fear and your shame because of how you see yourself. He sees you in your sin. He sees the things that bind you and the sins you've embraced. That's why Job 34, 21 and 22 says, "For God watches how people live. He sees everything they do. No darkness is thick enough to hide the wicked from his eyes." And you may appear righteous, religious, and respected to others, but what does God see when God sees you? He sees your heart condition as either righteous or sinful. He sees your soul as either dead or alive. He sees your sins either washed by the blood of Jesus, or he sees you unclean. He sees your faith or your unbelief. He sees your sin or your repentance. But no matter how he sees you, God offers you a wonderful new identity today. He offers you forgiveness and grace. He offers you to become his child and to live with him forever. He wants to label you with his name, but you have to accept his label by faith. You have to choose today. That's why our scripture for today says, decide what you are by the faith God has given each of us. So which label will you carry? Will you carry the label of sinner or forgiven? Will you carry the label of lost or found? Will you carry the label of doubt or faith? Decide your label by faith in God. Choose which label you will carry. Choose God's label. Choose to be called his child, forgiven, loved, saved. Choose the label of life. That's the label God wants to put on you today. He shows us that truth in the Bible, in Ephesians 1, 3, and 5. Listen to what God wants to label you right now. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Today is the day you can choose to carry God's label for your life. Today is the day you can throw off your old labels from sin and society and by faith receive the new label, the correct label, God's label for you. And when you accept God's view of you, you become reunited with him. You begin to love him and know him when you accept his identity and you understand that you are who God says you are. That's the powerful lesson we can learn from the true story of a lady from China named Kang Ying. Kang Ying was just 3 years old when she was abducted from her parents' fruit stand in Chengdu, China. Her parents, Wang Mingqing, and his wife were selling their wares at their roadside stall when they ran out of change. Wang briefly went to a neighboring stall to change money for a customer, but when he returned, Kang Ying was nowhere to be found. Panic-stricken, Kang's parents frantically searched all over the market for their daughter, but could not find her. They took out advertisements in the newspapers and made online appeals. The distraught father even took a job as a driver with ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing in 2015 so he could broaden his search. He put a large poster on his rear window asking for information and also gave out cards to every passenger he took. Over the years, authorities attempted to identify several women who could have been Kang Ying, but DNA tests always came back negative. But then in 2017, a breakthrough came when a police sketch artist drew a portrait of what Kang Ying might look like as an adult. It was circulated online, and it caught the attention of a woman hundreds of miles away. Kang Ying was now a 27-year-old mother living in Panxi City. When she spotted the photo online, she was struck by how similar it looked to her. So Kang reached out to Wang and then went for a DNA test. And on April 1st, the results showed that Kang Ying was Wang's daughter. Plans were quickly made for her to fly to Chengdu to reunite with her family. And so it was that Kang had her tearful reunion with her family. Flanked by her husband and her daughter, she flew into the arms of her parents. "Dad, Mom, I've come home," Kang sobbed. "The whole world said I didn't have a mother, but I do have a mother," she said. For 24 years, Kang had been labeled an orphan. For 24 years, everyone said she was an outcast, a forgotten child, an unwanted girl with no family. But none of those labels were true. Kang had parents who loved her, who searched for her, who waited every day for her to come home. And just like Kang Ying, every one of us has had the wrong labels put on our lives. We've allowed sin and society to label us wrong. We've lost our identity and didn't know how to find it again. But all the while we've been lost, God, our Heavenly Father, has never stopped loving us. He's never forgotten us. He's never stopped waiting for us to come home. And all that remains today is for you to decide that you will no longer carry the wrong identity. Decide today that you will not allow sin or society to label you. Decide today that by faith you will be everything God sees you to be. Loved, chosen, forgiven, accepted, a child of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, right now, every wrong label in our lives, we ask you to remove it, rip it off of us. Every label that we've labeled ourselves that came from shame, every label we've put on our lives because of our own sin, Lord, take it away and put a new label. Put us under your blood. We confess our sin to you and ask you to forgive us. And we ask you to label us forgiven, washed, cleansed. Lord, heal us from every wrong label placed upon us by others. Labels of rejection, labels of failure, labels of unwanted rejection, and labels of being lost. Lord, deliver us. Take those labels and open our eyes today to see how you see us. Give us your view of us, that we might accept your labels. We choose today to come to you. We choose to offer our lives to you. We choose to submit ourselves to you and to embrace you as our Heavenly Father. And we thank you by faith that we are who you say we are. In Jesus' name, amen. The hope
of nations. God bless you for listening to this message. Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb is the senior pastor of Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagon. If you are ever in Accra, we would like you to worship with us on Saturday night at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 7:30, 9:30, or 11:30 a.m. You will have an awesome experience. We're here.